I'd like to invite Maxine and Jeff to come on up, and I'm going to ask Maxine and Jeff some questions similar to the ones I asked before, but a little bit different as well. I'll ask Maxine first. So Maxine is a graduate. Yes, you might bring that down there. Maxine is a graduate of college. I actually saw a photo of her graduating class of 1971 today. And yeah, you look just the same there back then. Haven't changed at all. So that's back in 1971. And you also were the wife of the principal for 26 years. Hmm. What was it like, Maxine, to not only come back to the college, but having worked in pastoral ministry in Wee War and Ashfield, to come and be the wife of the principal at SMBC?
Well, I was always adjusting to being the wife, full stop, really. So, you know, it's a learning thing, isn't it, being married? You know, if you're single, don't worry. But, I mean, he's a good bloke, but, you know, I'm sort of a rebel.
Do you want me to move on to the next question?
Anyway, so what was it like? Well, you know, it's a work in progress. We've always got our L plates on, learning whatever, and finding our niche. And it's interesting because it changes. So for me, we changed from having four children when we started the first year we were here to having five children by the end of the first year we were here, and having little children. And then over the 26 years, ending up with adult children, even being grandparents and stuff like that. So that's an adjustment. Mm. But, you know, I think one of the adjustments is, you know, coping with people's expectations that you're going to be just wonderful and so so holy and godly and everything. And, you know, and it's a bit of a shock. And mind you, it goes both ways, you know, you sort of find that...
Well, how would you describe the role of the wife of a principal then?
Well, primarily, you've got to, it's a good idea to concentrate on looking after your husband and the children and finding, you know, contentment in that. And I think often, I think it's a common thing for women, we're trying to break out. And it's a good thing to that God's made you a woman. Coming to terms with that, that was a lesson for me. Coming to terms with being a wife, that's a God-given role, and that being a mother, seeing I had all these children, coming to terms with that and enjoying that and being thankful for that and getting on with training up the children and caring for my husband, who had quite a busy role and didn't really have time to clean the bath when he came home, much to our eldest daughter's surprise. He should have been doing his share. Anyway, that's what we do these days. We have to adjust to the modern women and whatnot, don't we?
So when you think about all that it involved in terms of raising a family and living on campus, what was the favourite part of your role?
Well, really, it's been lovely just seeing all you gorgeous people that I knew. But people are great, and it was a great treat. And you know, I went to so many lectures over the... I should have a PhD by now. But anyway, I enjoyed attending lectures. And I remember particularly John Chapman, who really helped me come to terms with what is the gospel. And that's where my conversation needed to be headed when I was keen to tell people. I knew people were going to hell without Jesus. Mm. I wanted them to know. And rather than talking about God and, you know, waffling on, but to getting down to tin tacks with Jesus and who he was. Mm. So there's wonderful blessings, but that God's word, God speaks to us, is amazing and wonderful. And I love God's word, and that he hears and answers prayer. And I had the privilege to be involved with a prayer group here for college, and being the principal's wife, I knew a heck of a lot was going on that you couldn't publicise, you know. And listen, you know, whatever issues you've got, everybody in the faculty, the board, the student body, everybody is going through issues. And so to be able to bring those before the Lord and see his amazing and wonderful answers to prayer, things that were quite scary at the time, but God was faithful. And And missionaries would come back, old missionaries, and they'd say, you know, what can you say? Well, God is faithful. Amen to that. God is faithful. Mm. He hears and answers prayer. He says he will, and he does. And that was really good.
That's wonderful, Maxine. Thank you for that. And Jeff Dean, our esteemed chairman of the board. Jeff also was a child of the principal. Not David or Stuart.
Thank you.
But you... just want to make that clear.
You've done your research well, haven't you?
Just want to clarify that.
Thank you.
But you grew up for some of your years as one of the children of the principal. Is that right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. I clearly remember arriving at the college from a rural parish of St Paul's Castle Hill. It was rural. And I remember we arrived in June 1959, at 81 Brighton Street, Croydon Park. I remember it well because the second finger on my right hand is wider than the other fingers because it was resting on the incinerator. You burnt off in those days.
Yes, I remember.
So I was burning the rubbish from the removalist, and it was resting on the side of the incinerator, and a big steel lid came and fell on it.
Oh dear.
So whenever I wake up of a morning, I have painful memories of arriving at SMBC.
Familiar memories of SMBC? You've got other memories of SMBC.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was about 6 years later, I think, that we arrived on the main campus when Dad became principal. And I was actually counting as I was driving up here. It's actually 57 years since I first walked up that driveway. Yeah. When we arrived, so that dates me a bit. But I remember lots of incidents on the campus, and again, Maxine, there are things that you can't really divulge, isn't there? And everyone has their situations. And I remember sitting down on the wood pile with some of the new Hebridean students, as they were then, learning how to carve wooden boats. I taught myself to drive on my own in a Triumph Mayflower. And my parents, who are in heaven at the moment, might be raising their eyebrows because they don't know this. And I also learnt that the quickest way to remove trees was using gelignite, which happened along the back boundary here, where there are, I think, 11 camphor laurel trees with large stumps. And I think the Christian way was to use gelignite. It was less interruption to the neighbours, with just one big bang. And I don't know why everyone's surprised the next morning why the neighbour's pool was washing down the driveway.
Now, is that in the book? No, you see, that's information that was that would have been interesting to have.
But the other thing I did was follow the godly example of J.T.H. Kerr, and I married one of the students.
There you go.
My wife, Vicky.
And Jeff, you have been chairman of the board for 22 years. Why have you invested? Because you've got a busy career, and yet you give so much to the ministry of SMBC. Why have you done that? And how have you been impacted by that?
I think growing up through a lot of my formative years at the college had a profound impact, to be honest. And I didn't know at the time. I didn't plan any of this. I didn't have any idea that I would be here talking to you tonight or being involved with the college. That was God working. But the impact on my life, I think, was profound. The college and the community at the college was really an extension of my immediate family. And I've always looked on it like that. The community aspect of the college, one of the distinctives, if you like, of SMBC, is very close to me. And I got to know many students, even though I was busy studying at the time, but I got to know many students and I made many friends. And what really impacted me was seeing the change, the spiritual formation, if you like, of so many students who came to this college. Some come to mind now as I'm speaking. I remember, and he may be here tonight, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I remember a simple man from rural Australia, a postman, who I got to know well. I can see his grin now. And he's had a wonderful ministry in parish work and so on over the years. And he came as a simple man with not a lot of education and upbringing. And I saw God change that man. Mm. And I've seen that in so many students. And I've seen situations again where God was so faithful and so true to his word. back then when I perhaps wasn't appreciating it all that much, it had an impact on my life. And I think it grounded me a lot, and I think it made my own personal commitment to God that much more real. And I thank him for it.
Well, we're very grateful for your ministry here. Mm.